Well, it is our joy at this point in the service to send out our second church plant. It was 5 years ago that we sent out North Lake Bible Church, and it's a church that's thriving today. I think they're averaging like over 450 people regularly in their church. It's a thriving body that embraces the same philosophy we do, and it's our joy today to send out a second church plant. Now, let me begin by expressing gratitude first to the Lord, who has made this possible, who's answered our prayers, who's granted wisdom and direction. I also want to say thank you to the elders for their vision, for their courage, their faith in the Lord and His Word, their wisdom in how this is all being carried out. I want to say a special thank you to Brian Chandler and to Jonathan Anderson, who devoted many hours on the elders' behalf as a sort of subcommittee of the elder board to work through a lot of the details. I want to thank Trent Petty, whose insight was invaluable, again, in helping us identify a community for long-term growth and stability. I want to thank the 27 families from our church who have committed to go and plant a church in the Aledo-Weatherford area as our representatives. I want to thank Wes and Sarah Condra, who, as much as they love our church, are willing to go. And then I want to say, lastly, a thank you to Wes and to Chaz Morse. These two men have agreed to serve as the first elders of Parker Bible Church. So there's much to be grateful for. What we do today really is how Jesus builds His church. You see, ultimately, church planting is the fulfillment of the mission that Jesus gave His church in Matthew 28. Because He said that mission includes baptizing and teaching. Guess where that happens? It happens in the church. So church planting is really the heart of the Great Commission. That's why we do what we do. By God's grace, we've been able to follow the timeline that we laid out a year ago. This Sunday is the official send-out service. Lord willing, next Sunday, they'll have their first official gathering in their community. And then their public launch will be on February 23rd there in the Aledo-Weatherford area. Now, the church's first home in their community is going to be McCall Elementary. It's part of the Aledo ISD in Willow Park. But that's only going to be, we hope, relatively short term, because last fall, at the elders' recommendation, as a church, we all approved the purchase of about 10 acres that fronts Rick Williamson Memorial Highway. That highway is poised to become a major artery in that community. Now, here's what the layout of that land looks like, and in the future, when they're able to build, our plan is to give them this plot of land as their future home. So that's the plan. I hope you will pray for those who are going with the church plant. Here's some things just to remember of how to pray. There are 130 who are going with or are going to be a part of the plant, 27 families from our church, 28 families from the Aledo-Weatherford area. They're already out there and waiting for our folks to come. There will be, as I mentioned, two elders, Wes Condra, who will serve as the pastor, and Chaz Morse, who will be the church's first lay elder. So this is what's happening. It's really exciting. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask the countryside elders to come and just stand here on the lower step, right here in front of the pulpit, just the lowest step there. And then I'm going to ask Wes and Sarah Condra, as well as Chaz Morse, to come and stand right in front of them, right there on the center, in the center aisle on the ground level. And once they make their way in, if you're part of the Parker Bible Church plant, and they've all gathered in the lobby and are coming in now, I want you to all come down as well. Come on down and just fill in on the ground floor here in front of the steps and at the center aisle and the side aisles, whatever you need to do. So come on down, you folks who are part of the plant, and just sort of fill in around. And I'm going to ask a couple of elders who are going to pray. Terry Tyler is going to pray for the life and health of the church as they use their gifts and serve one another. And then Jonathan Anderson is going to pray for Parker Bible Church's outreach there in their community. And this will be our formal way to launch them as a church. So come on in, you guys. Come on in and fill in. You can come in the front here Don't hesitate. Don't be shy. You can come down the center aisle. Just make your way around. Come on in. Give them just a minute to do that. Very exciting day in the life of our church. So I hope you will celebrate with them and with us. And I do hope as you see them come in that you will pray faithfully for them. You know, we gather each Lord's Day. Well, starting next week, they're going to be gathering each Lord's Day in that community as a lighthouse for the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I hope you will pray for them, that the Lord will use them there in that community. Again, we'll give them just another minute to come in, and then I'll ask Terry if he will pray for these folks, and then Jonathan. And Seth will come after that and lead us in a closing song.
Join me in prayer. Father, we come now gathered as two different churches, but with one heart to express our praise and thanks, our gratitude to you for all that you have done to make this moment possible. Lord, when we think back about the vision and the initial discussions among the church leaders here, how you put that burden in us, we're grateful. Lord, we're thankful for the leadership, how you've raised up Wes to not only come to Countryside to be trained, but to be called to be the pastor of this new church. And also Chaz to go as the first lay elder. Lord, how you have caused great support among your people here to encourage this church plant and to support it financially, to send it off in an excellent manner. We are grateful for that work that you did. For the selection of the location, it's just simply amazing how you have orchestrated all of those events, the availability of the property and the prime location, and finally the people that you have called and gathered, not only from Countryside, but they're locally in that area, to be a part of this church plant. Lord, from beginning to end, we thank you and praise you for all that you have done concerning this church plant. Lord, we do pray that you would bless the life and health of this new church as they go. Lord, give the entire church body their sustained unity and a oneness of mind and great joy in being faithful and being a God-honoring biblical church that is well-pleasing in your sight. Lord, give every person going the overwhelming desire to love and to sacrificially serve others there in Parker Bible using the gifts that you have given them. Lord, give the ministry leaders and the church leaders great wisdom in making decisions and in leading in ways that are edifying to your people and that are glorifying to you and your great name. Lord, we pray that you would raise up new workers and new leaders in an ongoing way to meet the growing needs that they will have in the days, the weeks, the months, even the years ahead. And Lord, finally, we pray that you would bless the people collectively and also individually with spiritual hunger to learn from your word, to obey your word, to teach your word, to share your word, and to bear much spiritual fruit in their midst.
And Father, while our hearts are so filled with gratitude for the people and families that are here today and are a part of the initial launch of Parker Bible Church, Lord, we pray that their impact would go far beyond those in this room now. Lord, we pray for the community that they are in for the Aledo area, for the Weatherford area, Parker County. Lord, we ask that you would help them individually and collectively to be a powerful witness for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray that as a result of this church being planted, that many would come to saving faith in our Lord. Lord, we pray that you would give them growth from those who come to understand the truth and respond in repentance and faith and are baptized and join that local congregation. And Lord, we pray that other believers in Parker County would be strengthened as well as a result of this church plant. Lord, those who may not know that this church even exists yet, that you would add those with a love for your church and your son and your word to come and be a part of this local body as well. And Lord, we pray that their impact would go beyond Parker County as well, that over time you would raise up those from this church who would go to take the gospel to the ends of the earth and that they would be faithful to support further church planting in their Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and even to the ends of the earth. Lord, we thank you for your plan to build your church. We thank you that we have gotten to see over the past year just a glimpse of your faithfulness to do that in this new church, Parker Bible Church. And Lord, we have such confidence that you will continue that work in them in the months and years ahead. Lord, we pray for grace and wisdom in the coming weeks as they move on site to the school. We pray for the logistics and details of establishing ministry there, that you would give them joy and endurance and unity as they go through these things. And as they publicly open to the community, we pray that they would be well equipped and prepared for that day and that you would bring others who are eager to understand the truth and eager to connect with the local church in the days and weeks ahead. Lord, we love them. We thank you for them. And we pray that our church would be faithful to continue to pray for them and support them in the months and years ahead. Lord, we thank you and entrust them to you in Christ's name. Amen.